A little bit of a geography lesson for you. Think of the Sea of Galilee as a big, largely round lake. A little bit larger than Lake Mille Lacs. Probably not quite as big as Leech Lake or Red Lake. So kind of in that area. Jesus had been up in the area, the Gennesaret, which is the northeast side of the lake, and Capernaum is pretty much on the west side of the lake. Maybe just a little bit north of due west part of the lake. And so they had to get by boat basically straight across the lake. 6-7 miles. They're right out in the middle of it. 3 or 4 miles. And you know how waves can get much bigger out in the middle of the lake. I remember one time when I was a kid, we were on Potato Lake, northern Wisconsin, fishing. And we were just, my dad, my brothers, and I were in this little, almost like a John boat. And the wind had picked up. And it was, the waves were pretty high in the middle of the lake. We were trying to come along, get to the shore so that they would be less high. But we weren't able to get there very quickly. And it was very scary for us. In the middle of the lake, in the middle of the night, in the middle of all these waves, the disciples are afraid, as you and I would be. And then they see Jesus, who they think is a ghost, the spirit of the water. I don't know. They didn't know if exactly at first. It would even be more frightening. And he calmed them down. Other stories, not in this version in John's gospel, but Matthew and Luke have him calm the whole entire sea down. In John, he just calms their turmoiled hearts down. Either way, Jesus was able to calm them down. I think about how when we are in the middle of our life, some of those dark moments maybe they're good moments, and we've got all those ghosts of the past coming and those little messages telling us you're not good enough or you have to do more or all of that, you know, those crazy messages, those ghosts, those old memories, the world is all churning around us. The waves are seeming like they're going to swamp our boat. We seem like we're going to drown. And what do we need to do but remember Jesus saying, "Do not be afraid. It is I." When we start dealing with the big decisions of our life, that's what it feels like. At least for me it does. And this last week when I was coming up with the decision to submit my letter of resignation, it was tumultuous. I was frightened. I had ghosts telling me, "Oh, Rob, you're not good enough," or "Rob, you got to do more," and all of these things. And I felt like my boat was going under, and that's the way too much of the last year and a half has been. Or I felt like all of the things were crashing around me and I was going to sink. You didn't necessarily see it because, you know, as much as I tell people to be authentic, I can do a pretty good job of faking. Some of you could see things. Some of you could hear things. Sometimes you read between the lines or I would admit something. But generally, I tried to hide that I'm weak. The other reason I was able to make it is because all of you who are praying for me, every time I get off the phone with Judy Almendinger, she says, "Remember, I'm praying for you every day." And my response is, "Thank you. Your prayers are the reasons I'm able to make it." God's graces are exactly the reason. Those graces that come to me through the prayers of people are exactly the reason I'm able to make it. The reason I'm able to make it as well as I am is because I go to the Lord. He feeds me. He nourishes me. He comforts me. His rod and his staff are there with me. He guides me. But you know, this time when I went to the Lord, seeking his knowledge and his wisdom, that which surpasses everything, I was told, "That's enough, Rob." And maybe when you're going to your big decisions, that's the message you're going to hear. Usually when I approach this passage, I'm speaking about how God can give us more strength or more grace or more patience so that we can, my battery is going, so that we can keep on keeping on. I speak about how God provides perseverance, courage, strength for us. So this almost seems like it's contradictory, doesn't it? But sometimes in our prayer, and this is important to know, God says, no, enough is enough. You no longer need to be in that abusive relationship. Leave. Be divorced. Separate yourself. Be safe. Sometimes in our prayer, God says, no, you need to move now. Even though you love your community, even though you've got good things, it's time for you to pick up your roots and move. And those are difficult decisions to make. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? I love my mother and my father, but their abuse, their toxicity, or that friend that you've been with, you've known that friend since kindergarten, you know, that friend I just can't be friends with anymore because she or he is too toxic to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we have to go to God in prayer with all of these decisions. And Jesus says in the middle of all of that, it is I, do not be afraid. We as children of the light have access to the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, these fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit to be able to make it through. Sometimes to say yes, sometimes to say no. Sometimes saying yes, sometimes saying no is very, very hard to do. Jesus says, do not be afraid, it is I. He calms the tumultuous sea. He calms our heart. He calms our spirit. And you know what? And suddenly, just like that, you know what? Suddenly, just like that, we are where we are supposed to go. We arrive at our destination. Even though it seems like just moments ago, sorry, we were in the middle of it all. We were in the middle of it all, and the waves are crashing around us. Even though the microphone isn't working, and it seems like it's crashing all around us, we get where we are supposed to be. And it is sad sometimes, it is hard sometimes, we grieve sometimes. But because God led us, we know it is the right decision. So go back to that big decision that I asked you to think about at the beginning of the service. Did you go to prayer in it? Or the next big decision you have coming up, did you go to prayer in it? That's how we can make these decisions. We go to prayer. We think about it. We imagine what it'll be like in that new spot. We discuss it with our trusted friends and our family. And through the wisdom, through the graces, through Jesus saying, I am your shepherd, I will let you lay beside the calm waters. I will lay a banquet out before you, even in front of your enemies. My rod and my staff will be with you. Jesus giving us then, through that prayer, that discernment, that discussion, that imagination, we get the answer that we need. And we have peace, and we have comfort, and we know it's the right decision. So keep that in mind. Keep these scripture passages in mind when you come to your next big decision. And count on the Lord to say, do not be afraid. it is I. I am with you always. I will never abandon you. With that, we can make the decisions that will always glorify our God. It will always be the right decision. And we can have peace and comfort in the very depths of our being. So, Lord, we pray for your guidance. We ask that we are open to the graces that you have promised to us, to the gifts of the Spirit that you have given to us. Bless us in our decision making. Help us to live our lives with faith, with confidence, because we can have confidence in our relationship with you. You will never abandon us. You are with us. And for this we praise you forever and ever. Amen. Let's go ahead and look to our next song. If you'd like to stand to sing it, you can. It is number 692, God Will Take Care of You. It's a great promise and a great memory. Number 692, God Will Take Care of You.